Thank you for teaching us. We're not going to perish for lack of knowledge. We're going to live on the high road with you, and we're going to enjoy the blessings. And we're going to start declaring ourselves blessed and praising you, Father God, for providing this happiness and prosperity and joy. So we adore you and we worship you, Father, and thank you for the many, many blessings. Amen.
Amen. Well, we've got to talk about blessing. Amen. I mean, we've talked about curse for so much. And the word blessing comes from 1288, and that's the word barak. And it's adoration, and it's the root word of blessing is happy and prosperity. And that comes as a result of you loving your Lord. That is, it comes as a result of you loving God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And that's Deuteronomy 6:4. And Darren, I believe one of the greatest blessings in the Bible comes from the very mouth of God through the priests. And that's in Numbers 6:24 through 26. And it goes something like this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And we know that the Lord's name is Shalom, Jehovah Shalom. He wants you to have peace more than anything else. And that's part of the blessing package.
You know, Barbara, I've heard that in many benedictions in a church. You know, when the pastor would say, the Lord bless you and keep you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can be prophesying that over our own lives.
Oh, yes.
Now, when you get into the blessings and you understand the value of prophecy and speaking these things over your own life in the name of Jesus. In fact, I do this when I take a shower in the mornings. I prophesy over to myself. I prophesy to all my internal organs. I prophesy to the synapse in my brain, to my brainstem, to my spinal column. I prophesy to my immune system. And I say it like this. I say in the name of the Lord that you're being strengthened by indestructible life, by Zoe life.
Mm-hmm.
And I declare, I make a prophetic declaration. I say, and my body is immune from AIDS virus and the cold virus and the flu virus, and I mean, I go right down everything that comes to mind on that day, and I make a declaration. My kidneys are operating perfectly, my heart, my lungs, because I'm blessed of the Lord. My intestinal tract, I mean, I'm speaking the blessings.
That's right.
And I enjoy tremendous health.
And that's exactly what God wants us to do. He wants us to prophesy like that. And David did. David's a great example of that, Darren, in the Psalms. He said, at one point, he says, why are you cast down, O my soul? He's talking to himself. He really is. And he said, why are you cast down, O my soul? Put your trust in God. He's saying to himself, and he's strengthening himself in the Lord. And I believe, Darren, that is so important for a believer to not only do that to yourself, but to do it for your family. If you're the intercessor for the family, you pray that. When your children leave for school, you don't say, oh, be careful. You say, be blessed. And I say in the name of the Lord that you are protected by the angels of God today. That is so important to give those blessings to our children.
Now, what we're doing is we're really conditioning their thinking to blessings. And you need to tell them, listen, the angels are going with you. That's Hebrews 1:14. You say, oh, do you believe that every child has an angel? Well, certainly do. In Matthew 18, verse 10, it says the angels of the children continually behold the face of God. If that's true, and it is, do you think that your child's angel could get God's attention if your child is about to be in trouble, about to be, you know, kidnapped or run over or all the things that some parents fear? I didn't say all parents fear. I said some parents fear. And the only reason you fear that is you haven't given yourself enough word down on the inside so you can be free to say to your children when they get on the school bus or they go out the front door of the house or they head down the street to the neighbor's school or wherever they have to go to be schooled. And maybe they're doing the same thing in Christian school. They're running off, but they're leaving your presence. You need to know that there's a greater protection for them than you being there personally.
That's right.
And that's the Lord God and his angelic structure. It can work for you, folks. Put it to work.
That's right. Now you say, now we've covered the curses. Now what are some of the blessings? And we've been talking about some of the blessings. And it's wonderful to know that we can be blessed of the Lord in every area of our life. Now, I believe the overall, the greatest blessing we can have, Darren, is the love of God. And it says in 1 John 4:18, and if you've had a tendency to fear and you've cut that curse off in the name of Jesus, the way we've asked you to pray, then you need to fill that void up. What do you fill it with? Okay, let's go to 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love. So you say, Father God, I thank you that you are replacing what was fear inside of my body here and my soul, that you're replacing it with your love.
Okay, now let's put another one right along with that. 1 John 4:4. Okay. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world.
That's
well, who's
right.
in the world? The rotten devil. What's
That's
his
right.
plan? Kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
But with God in you, greater is he who is in you, and you need to train yourself to recognize that. You got more power inside of you than the devil has coming against you. If he brought in all these demons and just picked on little old you, you got more power with Jesus Christ inside of you.
Amen. I agree. 1 Peter 4:8 is another good one. And it says, above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. So if you have had a life that is had been full of curses before and sins, and you've cut them off, then you say, Father God, I thank you. Your love covers all those things that I have previously identified myself with. Hallelujah.
Or that I was subject to, or
That's
I was
right.
I was entrapped by.
That's right.
Lord, I felt like a hostage before, and now I'm free.
Oh, praise God.
Let me
God.
Give you another one to throw in there. We love 1 John. You can probably tell that. But 1 John 3:1 says this. And this is something that if you're having a down day, and sometimes it's because of what you've eaten, the way you slept or didn't sleep the night before, and you get up and you're just not feeling kind of grumpy, you know, you're not real sure, and you want to trigger something here. Well, what do I do? Do I go down to the cabinet and take an upper? Do I go have a supernatural strong cup of coffee? You know, what do I do here? Well, let me suggest this to you. Why don't you memorize 1 John 3:1 and say this. How great is the love the Father has lavished upon me that I should be called a child of God. And then start making declarations to yourself. You know I'm a child of God. And greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. And Ephesians 2:6, as a matter of fact, I'm seated right there with Jesus in the heavenly places. Mm-hmm. So I choose to have a good day, a great day, and I have a biblical identity here, and the devil, no circumstance, nobody, nothing coming against me today is going to get me down because I am lavished upon by the Lord God with love.
That's right.
I'm
Praise
loved.
The Lord.
I'm loved.
So love is one thing, one blessing we can receive from the Lord. Joy. Joy is another thing. A lot of believers, and if you don't have joy in your life, look up Nehemiah 8:10. It says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Also, if you've had a past of shame and guilt and despair, Isaiah 61:7 says, instead of the shame, you will have a double portion. Instead of humiliation, you will shout for joy. Joy is what you need. It's the ingredient, the blessing that you need in your life.
Now, I have a word for you, folks. I want you to listen to it very carefully. The Lord is speaking to you today and saying, if you will just praise me and declare that the joy of the Lord is your strength, and if you will accept my cleansing from the shame and humiliation that you've been subjected to, you will experience an everlasting joy.
Mm.
But it's your choice to speak it out of your mouth that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, folks, if you'll do that, I'm telling you, you can pick yourself up with the Word of God. And we're not talking about just a little temporary Band-Aid here. One day you will turn the corner and you will stop being outer-directed and you will become inner-directed. That joy will bubble up from the inside of you, and you will have that joy unspeakable, and you'll be full of glory.
Oh, that right? is so true. Praise the Lord. Another blessing. Well, and we also know that in Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Another blessing we get from the Lord is peace. And he is the God of peace, as we've just said before. But in Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast on thee because he trusts in thee. So you can say, Lord, you will keep me in perfect peace. Nothing is going to disturb me today because you will keep me in perfect peace because my mind is focused on you because I trust in you, Lord. Yeah, make it personal. Make it really personal with the Lord.
You know, think about how much the world spends trying to find peace, the peace that a Christian has with them all the time.
Oh, yes.
You know, we need to recognize peace. We need to thank Jesus. Jesus, you're the God of peace in my life, and I just praise you. I praise you that I have a peaceful habitation. I praise you that I'm just not all shook up and over the edge and jumpy and jittery and touchy, and that I don't have to fear every time the telephone rings or the doorbell rings or the mail comes, because you're keeping me in perfect peace, because I'm keeping my mind steadfastly focusing on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to me, folks. That's the way you maintain peace. Peace is a choice.
That's right.
Also, I've seen people make the other choice. They had to have things bouncing off